Lucinda Williams joins us today with a new album, West. Her album, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, an album which had an agonizingly long gestation period, became a major hit and put Lou far up in the songwriting pantheon. Her new album, West, has songs written in a period where her mom died, and she personally is thriving in a steady relationship. I asked her if the title West had to do with her move to California.
I first moved out to California in the mid-80s. That was where I got my deal with Rough Trade Records, and you know, which started a whole new chapter in my life. And then I moved away and lived in Nashville, and I just moved back out to California about 5 years ago. During that time, my mother passed away, and I went through a real tumultuous relationship, and part of it was just the time in my life, this particular time, and the fact that I've always loved the Southwest, and I guess it represents a certain kind of freedom, you know, living, not that I would live in the city of Los Angeles for the rest of my life, but I've always been drawn to the desert area, Arizona and California desert. So I guess it kind of points to the future. It just, I guess it kind of, it, the title represents, it's probably more about that that's the last song on the album, and we couldn't think of anything else.
And West, you know, West is, for all the reasons you just said, West kind of means so much
yeah.
to people.
Well, you know, then remember then the Doors, you know, the Doors song, The West is the Best.
Right, right, know. Right.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other things I was wondering about that is the songs on here, you know, the 13 songs on here, I understand, came out of a whole bunch of songs, and you actually give credit to the place where you wrote them, which is in Burbank, California.
Yeah, the Safari Inn.
Did you do that often? Do you go to a specific spot just to write?
No, it was just one of those things that it just happened that way. I had just moved back out to LA, and I didn't have a place yet. All my stuff was in storage, and I just set up, you know, had a little kind of an almost efficiency apartment kind of a thing at the Safari Inn. It's an old motel that was built, I think, in the 60s originally that they've renovated. But they still maintain the original kind of 60s design of it, you know. And so it's kind of has this, you know, homey, funky atmosphere, and I think they filmed it was featured in wasn't it in Pulp Fiction, they filmed something there.
I think I know what you mean. That sounds great visually. That's totally cool.
Well,
there's so many ways to go with this album. There's so many different themes, so many different great songs. I'd let you pick one to begin with. What would you like to start with?
I was thinking of Rescue, except
yeah,
I don't.
Cool.
Okay. You can rescue you. And pull the demons from your head. Can't lull you from your sleepy bed. He can rescue you. He can protect you from the powers that will be. The hours of insanity. Can protect you. He can change you. Change the summers of your beauty. The thunderstorms within your purity. He can change you. He can carry you. That's the door of every danger, every foe and every stranger. You can't carry it.
That's Rescue. As Lucinda Williams is playing live for us today from the studios of our affiliate WFUV in New York City. So I'm assuming that's Mr. Doug Pettibone on the other guitar.
Yes.
That's right.
Sounded like it. That's great.
Say hi to the people, Doug.
Hi, y'all people.
Lou, this album, you worked with another Philadelphian, World Cafe coming out of Philadelphia. Hal Wilner is the producer. And,
right.
And you did something which you said is kind of different for you, which is kind of give the songs over to be, part of what, kind of sink into the production in a way, as opposed to just being... Just the performance of them as you might
right.
have been in the past. What interested you in doing that, doing it that way?
Well, I hadn't done it before that way. I mean, this is the first album that I've done where I've worked with a real producer, someone who just produces.
Hmm.
You know, all my other albums have been with musicians / producers, you know, and they were all great too, but this was just a different kind of venture entirely. I had a chance at one point, you know, had things been differently, I may have ended up working with Rick Rubin. I remember him talking to me about some things. But at the time, the idea of that just terrified me, you know. I was just so, you know, such a fiercely independent, quote-unquote, alternative underground artist. You know, I had this real fear of being produced, you know, or
right.
being overproduced, I guess.
Well, that song you just did, Rescue, one of my favorites, and I don't know if it relates to you at all. You know, in that song, you're telling whoever that somebody can't really do it all for you. And then in Unsuffer Me, you're sort of asking for someone to help you. And I sort of see those on, or something to help you. And I love the way that those kind of bookend. Unsuffer Me seems like a real central song to this whole thing. It's just
yeah. That's what I was going to call the album. I was going to call it Unsuffer Me, but then I thought it might come across as, you know, too self-indulgent sounding or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But Unsuffer Me actually was written more about spiritual freedom, if you will. Just a call to kind of have some kind of power out there, or release me, you know, from my suffering. Not a person.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think I'm singing to a person, because it's not possible for a human to release anyone from their suffering. And I don't think that's, you know, which is what rescue is
right,
about.
Exactly.
You can't, rescue is about being in a relationship and expecting the other person to save you. Took me a long time to learn that. But that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy being with someone. It's more about appreciating the person you're with, and living, you know, in the moment, enjoying the relationship rather than constantly waiting for something to happen.
Now, my understanding is you've turned a corner yourself into relationship happiness, away from maybe looking for kind of unhappiness, maybe not on purpose. But do you understand the turn you took? Do you understand where it all came from, or it just comes from falling in love?
I think it comes from growth, maturity, making mistakes, learning from my mistakes, getting just, you know, tired of making the same mistakes over and over again, and fate, destiny, all those things. Some people find it sooner, some people find it later. Being open to it also.
Now, I understand a lot of songs that came after the relationship started didn't make it on here, or are newer than the writing for this. So
yeah, I've got a few new songs that I started writing over the last, you know, couple of years. Yeah. Well, there are a bunch of songs that were already written that didn't make the record. And then, you know, now I've got, I guess, about four or five other songs, new songs, too. I've been in this is the most prolific time of my writing life.
It seems like a
writing.
Lot of songs. Yeah,
yeah. It's the first time I've ever recorded where I've had extra songs. I've never had that happen before.
Lucinda Williams is our guest, and we're talking about new songs she's written and the songs that have made it onto West. And what would you like to do next?
I was thinking about What If.
Sounds good.
Yeah. What it would make if the president wore pink, or if a prostitute was queen. What would happen then? How would the world change? Thick became thin, and the world was rearranged. If rains brought down the moon, the daylight was fierce. Sun rose too soon, and then just disappeared. The dogs became king, and the Pope chewed gum, and hobos had wings, and God was a bum. Houses became trees, and flowers turned to stones.
were no family. People lived alone. Started clapping, and I came inside. The mountains fell in slivers, and the sky began to bleed. Blood filled up the rivers, prisoners were free. But the stars fell apart, and the ocean dried up, and the world was one big heart, and decided to. The children grew up happier. They could run with the wolves. They never felt trapped or hungry or unloved. The cats walked on water. The birds had bank accounts. We loved one another in equal amounts.
What If, from Lucinda Williams, another one from her new album, West. The album is dedicated to her mother, who passed away while Lou was writing songs. She talks about her mom and more when we get back here to the World Cafe. More with Lucinda Williams today on the World Cafe.
Lucinda, can I ask you about a couple of songs that you dedicate the album to your mom and your aunt, who passed
right.
away? And there are a couple songs, one of which seems to be inspired by your mom's funeral, which you don't think was the funeral that she wanted, I guess, and fancy.
Right,
funeral.
Yeah. And I didn't, well, I paid, the funeral cost an exorbitant amount of money, and which she certainly would not have wanted, you know, to see happen. And then it just wasn't one of those, you know, strange kind of Southern Gothic stories, and I ended up not going to the funeral after all that. But the whole experience was just—I mean, it was terrifying. It was just being in a funeral parlor, in and of itself, and the whole idea of shopping, you know, for caskets, and it just. It's just the whole bizarreness of it all, you know, just anyway.
You're pretty vulnerable at that point also, which is.
Oh, God, you're so vulnerable. I mean, that's the thing. It just, I saw on so many levels, I saw so many things, you know, so many things became so clear to me. You know, just the basic whole idea of funeral parlors. I mean, the whole idea that, you know, there are people who spend their life savings on these funerals, you know, and they're totally suckered in by these places. From a sociological point of view, it's just, sociological standpoint, it's just, you know.
Absolutely.
It's disheartening. Now I understand, you know, because I was, you know, kind of a victim almost of circumstances.
Right.
Since I'm a songwriter, I'm able to write about these things and get them out of my system.
Absolutely.
You know?
Lucky you. We've talked with you about your dad a bunch in the past about mm-hmm. Miller Williams, but we never really talked about your mom. What was she like?
Well, she was a music major at LSU when she met my dad, and she played piano. She'd studied piano since she was about 4 years old. Wanted to go on and pursue that. But, you know, her father was a Methodist minister. Well, both of my grandfathers were. But she came from a more, you know, kind of southern Louisiana, somewhat more repressed, fundamentalist kind of background.
How did she and your dad meet?
So I'm not really sure. He was a young, struggling poet. And my mother was very, very bright, very intelligent, very well-read. And somehow she broke out, or she tried to break out of the environment, you know, that she grew up in. Her family didn't like my dad too much. As he was, you know, they saw him as kind of this arty, beatnik kind of guy, you know. But, you know, she was drawn to that world. She struggled a lot, though, with, like a lot of women from her generation. You know, you look back at Sylvia Plath, and I think that was part of what they struggled with was, you know, they're trying to come to terms with their family values that they grew up with that were instilled in them and just never really being able to completely let go of that. That was the main thing my mother struggled with. She suffered from severe mental illness. Just was never really completely free from that tug of war, you know, that kind of like guilt thing or something, you know.
Wow. Well,
so that's a whole book.
Boy, yeah, not a short story. That's
I've got a lot, you know, yeah. There's a lot. I mean, the well will never be dry as far as the material that I have to draw from. You know, to write with.
Well, I guess we sort of talked about Fancy Funeral, but with the song I was thinking about, could you do Mama, You Sweet?
Yeah, I was thinking of that, actually. I love you, Mama, you sweet. 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 With an ocean in my spirit, cracks on my lips, scars in my heart, and this burden on my hips. Ocean becomes heavy, tries to push its way out through these ancient eyes and the memories in my mouth. Ocean becomes tears that ebb and flow over the lines of my face and the pain in my soul. Pain hits a wall and doesn't know which way to go. Ocean says I'm crying now and tells pain to follow. Pain courses through every vein, every limb, trying to find a way out through the secrets in my skin. The secrets hold on until they finally give in and they meet up with ocean and tears. Tears hand me a shovel, saying brave beneath the crust. It finds earthly skin and buries all the trust. Somehow trust was caught between the cracks on my lips and the scars in my heart and this burden on my hips. I love you, Mama, you sweet. 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 Thank you.
And another one from West. That's Mommy's Sweet. Lucinda Williams, Doug Pettibone are playing live for us today. Now, that song is a great example of something I hear on this record, certainly with Are You All Right and some of the other songs, is you're kind of playing with forms a bit. It's not like so verse-chorus-y. It's, you really,
right.
You kind of, it's almost like mantras, or they really build in intensity as they go along. It's a really a cool way to write. Is that something
yeah.
new for you?
Well, I've always experimented with that a little bit, but I think that I feel more confident about, you know, using that kind of format.
Mm-hmm.
And I got criticized for that a little bit in the beginning, earlier in my career, you know, when I was trying to get record deals and everything. I remember this one guy, record company guy, said, you know, I think you need to go back to the drawing board because your songs don't have enough bridges in them. You know, you need to try to, you know, work on that format. And that was one of those turning points in my life where I completely blew him off and blew off what he said. I went home and got one of my Neil Young records out and put it on and, you know, reminded myself that it's okay. And the first time I did it was on really, the first time I really kind of took off with that was on the Essence record. Because that was the first record after Car Wheels, and I felt almost kind of stifled by this sense of, you know, responsibility or pressure, if you will, to, you know, write more songs like the ones on Car Wheels. Again, I got a lot of criticism. People, a lot of people have had problem with, you know, they keep wanting to hear Car Wheels again, you know, because that's kind of what, sort of what I kind of was defined by that album, you know.
Well, it's
but,
also,
you know, I want to be able to do different things. You know, I don't want to stay. I don't like to stay with just one thing.
Well, it's also about where people come into an artist's work because,
you know,
for me, it was the first Rough Trade album, and that was a certain kind of thing. And then, but you're right. You've left a lot of space in your music numerous times, and also done that. You know, what you do on this with the verse coming after verse after verse. It's just really a neat way to write. Lucinda Williams is our guest, and Lou, do you have one more song in you?
Yeah, sure. Let's see.
Would Learning How to Live work?
Sorry. You know, actually, yeah. I'm learning how to live without you in my life. I'm learning how to live without you in my life. Take the best that you have to give. I'll make the most of what you left me with. I'm learning how to live. They say the best is still yet. But the taste of you is still on my tongue. I can't forget and I won't even try to erase your image and the way you made me cry. I'm learning. Thank you.
dime store ring. What I wouldn't trade it for anything. The days ahead will never be the same. For you I might have even changed my name. I'm learning how to live. I'm learning how to live without you in my life. I'm learning how to live without you in my life. That you have to give. I'll make the most of what you left me with. I'm learning how to live. I'm learning how to live. I'm learning how to live.
Lovely, really, really nice version of Learning How to Live from Lucinda Williams. And thanks again to Doug Pettibone for accompanying, and thanks to our friends at WFUV. And thank you, Lou, for the new album. And thanks.
Thank you so much for all your support. I love your station. It's great. And I love the spirit of independent radio.
Amen to that.